Hunter Straight, No Chaser, brought to you by the BCRA. And this is a show that we're rehashing and bringing back to you. Hope you had a great day today and everything worked out for you pretty well. We started yesterday with a reading, and I want to continue it because we were abruptly cut off due to some technical issues that we have resolved. And this is a great reading. If you go to the show from yesterday, I released, and I'll probably put on this one once the show is complete, but I sent the link to this reading by Fritz Springmeier. I made references to Donald Marshall because we know his work on Facebook where they released him to do a lot of talking, and the B.O.B., that rapper, he's done a lot of talking about our topic, Are Clones Real? So this is Are Clones Real Part 2. Dealing with science, demons, and fallen angels, fallen entities, giants. This is all connected, but I'm just going to read the article, not a lot of commentary from me today, and then I will play that clip I mentioned I would play yesterday from Norman Begrun. I think he did this in 2012. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and get to it. Yesterday, I went through quite a bit. This is an excerpt from Deeper Insights into the Illuminati Formula by Fritz Springmeier. And it's titled Clones, Synthetics, Organic Robotoids, and Doubles. Yesterday we got into the timeline. This starting in 1890 and culminating in 1997 and continuing, I shouldn't say culminated. But there was a successful human clone document and publicly announced in 97. But this started in 1890. You have to go into what I read yesterday to cover that again. I want to get right into the rest of the reading that I have to do for today. And it's Section A, which is known as the future shock that this topic subjects the common person to. What happens when a technologically backward people are suddenly confronted with a technologically advanced people? What happens is that people are called on to change. In many cases, the stress is what Alvin Toffler described and called future shock. The overstimulation of new ideas, new decisions, new ways of looking at things, you know, the Great Reset, can cause great distress to the mind and body. Radical changes to adapt to the new situation are demanded. In the case of the Navajo, one can see pickups parked beside Hogan's in Nepal, where I live. The Nepalese had never gone through a horse and buggy era, so they had no word for drive in their language when cars suddenly appeared. The first was carried into Kathmandu on the back of porters. They had no word for drive, so they used the words they had, sit and go. So where we say, let's drive to town, they will say literally, let's sit and go to town. The American people have in general been kept in the dark about the limits of scientific developments. The known reasons people have not learned are varied. The Cold War was one reason. Capitalist corporate advantage is another reason. They call it trade secrets. Scientific pride and the ability to outstrip other researchers is another. And for the public, just their technical jargon is enough to prevent people from closely watching the level of research going on. But underlying most of the cover-up is this, that the overall satanic plan is to keep people ignorant of these scientific advances because they are being used quite often to control and manipulate the world. What has developed is a situation where the American people are no longer in touch with where their elite's secret technology is. It is clear that the elite know this and are aware that some of the future shock needs to reduce if they don't want to self-destruct society. You need to be aware, mentally prepared, that most of the readers of this will experience future shock when they read that cloning of humans is possible and has gone on for decades. The elite had a dilemma. If society isn't moved forward to match their scientific advances, it will soon be like cavemen meeting modern-day men. Society won't be capable of adjusting, only self-destructing. On the other hand, they certainly can't tell us what they are already doing, because they are using technology against us to control us. For this reason, they are giving us movies that show us things that they have already invented, but these are put forth as fiction in these Hollywood films. They hope to lessen the future shock with their own secrets, with their own secrecy has greatly contributed toward creating while maintaining control over the general population. Films like Clones, Jurassic Park, Genesis 2, Terminal Man, Star Trek, Star Wars, et cetera, et cetera. Readers prepare for the future shot. The scriptures give strong indications that genetic monsters, the half-breed Nephilim, will exist in the end time. God's word also forecasts that the mark of the beast will be needed for buying and selling. One item conveyed by the Bible's book of Revelation is that totally unexpected sudden change will characterize the end times. So Christians need to be prepared for the unusual big changes. So great will these changes be that the nations will be distressed and men's hearts will fail them for fear. The Bible predicted that knowledge shall increase in the last days before Christ's return, but that knowledge, that's Daniel 12 and 4, but that knowledge will be used for evil because the Bible also says that the world will be totally corrupt as in Noah's time, Matthew 24:37, which was a time of the genetic monsters, the half-breed Nephilim. It also says men and horses will be out of work at Zechariah 8 and 10. And it is believed, one second, I want to make a note of that. It is believed that Nahum 2, 3 through 4 must be describing automobiles, and that Isaiah 31 and 5 and 60 and 8 are describing prophesying airships in the last day. The information that is allowed out for the public to access has been heavily censored. Okay, one second. I'll continue writing this down. This is good for your notes because I am reading from an article back in, I think it was early 2000. Okay, here we go. Let's continue. Section B, instructions on how to clone a person. For those who want the medical, description of just one way that cloning of people can be done, and this capability has been around for at least a decade and much longer secretly, the idea that we don't have the knowledge to do it is simply a myth for public consumption. Any microbiologist worth anything knows that we have the knowledge and the means. They can only claim that cloning of humans hasn't happened because supposedly no one wants to do it. A technique, instructions how to clone a human. The ovulation and ovaries of the woman can be monitored. Just before natural ovulation, there's an increase of luteinizing hormone, which is called the luteinizing hormone surge. This can be detected by either blood or urine samples. The growth of the follicle can be monitored by visualization with ovarian ultrasonography. Ultrasound diagnosis will reveal on which side of the woman's ovaries the ripening follicle is found. This procedure will allow people to know when the follicle is ripe for the retrieval of the oocyte. The time is appropriate. A hollow aspiration needle is inserted into one of several ripe follicles under visual guidance of the laparoscope. The oocyte is removed with some follicular fluid. Experienced laparoscopists have a success rate over 90% in recovering the oocyte. Prior to this, it is likely that the woman will have been given clomiphene citrate or this drug used in combination with another drug so that there will be several eggs that can be retrieved at one time. The oocytes obtained from the ripe ovarian follicles are not fertilized when received, although another process would be fertilized first before extracting if they don't fertilize first. Then they can take the harvested oocytes and incubate them in a culture medium for several hours to get maturation. They need maturation because they have been taken from the ovary before ovulation and are not as mature as spontaneously ovulated ova. Thawed or fresh semen is washed and centrifuged so that it will be diluted to the proper concentration to fertilize in vitro. The in vitro fertilization is carried out. After some amount of hours, about 12 both pronuclei and identifiable enucleation. The enucleation is accomplished with either one or two well-established methods. One method is to surgically inundate it with a micropipetal. Another is with a bleb of cytoplasm containing both the male and female pronuclei. Either method has worked fine. These nuclei, by the way, have been obtained from the inner cell mass of an early human embryo. This, again, is a well-established practice. Let us digress slightly and explain the method to obtain the nuclei. The zona pellucida must be removed from a cultured embryo, the trophectoderm separated from the inner cell mass, and then the cells disassociated with an appropriate enzyme in a calcium and magnesium-free salt solution. Going back to the cloning process, there are several methods for joining a donor nucleus obtained from its source using the just-mentioned method. With enucleated cytoplasm or obtained from the woman's in vitro fertilized ovum, one might be to surgically implant it with micropipetal, another is fusion with an inactivated Sendai virus. Whichever way is considered most viable by those performing this will be used. And then the human nuclear transplant will be cultured until it can be replaced into a human foster mother. When the clone has reached the 8 to 16 cell stage, it will be transferred into the foster mother. If needed, the transfer can be done later, and the clone is simply frozen. When the transfer takes place, the clone is drawn into a fine plastic tube, a catheter, which then in turn would be introduced through the cervical canal into the interior of the uterus. This is just one process for successfully cloning humans. Other more refined techniques may be well in use. Designer babies. Section C, the four types of clones that are used by the Illuminati. Number one, actual clones. This is a person who has been grown from a test tube called in vitro. You might remember that from the 80s, test tube baby. Called in vitro or implanted womb, which has the identical genetic makeup to another person, an identical twin, so to speak, in terms of genetic makeup. The genetic coding has reproduced in a new person who is an identical twin now in existence. There are number two are synthetic people. These are persons who look every bit as real as a real person, but simulate human beings. Certain tissues extracted from cattle are the starting point. This is part of the reason for cattle mutilations. The process is an advancement of a process discovered in the late 50s, and 1959 experiment was reported in a book in 1968 called The Biological Time Bomb, The Biological Time Bomb by Gordon Rattray Taylor. Taylor describes the experiment done in France. They had extracted DNA from the cells of the khaki cam cells and had injected it into the white pekins, thinking that just possibly the offspring of the latter might show some character derived from the khaki camels. To their astonishment, the actual ducks they injected began to change. Their white feathers darkened, and their necks began to take on a peculiar curve, which is a mark of the khaki camel. The scientists working under the auspices of the Rothschilds developed this process by working at secret breakneck speed. They developed an advanced development of the process they discovered with the DNA chicken experiment. By the late 1970s, synthetic people could be produced by the Illuminati. The third one, organic robotoids. This is an artificial life form that is created through processes that are totally different than cloning or synthetics. Organic robotoid technology is being made to make exact as possible copies of important people such as presidents and some of their staff. For instance, the Jimmy Carter who came to Portland a few years ago, who I stood 2 feet away from and examined visually, was not the Jimmy Carter that had run for president. On Easter 1979, the first robotoid model of Jimmy Carter replaced the man, Jimmy Carter. By the time Carter was seen by me, they must have been on at least robotoid number 100. This is why a friend of mine who was recently in Washington, D.C., almost bumped into President Clinton jogging. My friend was surprised by the lack of security. Kaiser Aluminum News, which is put out by Kaiser Aluminum and Chemical Corporation, put out a series of articles to a specialized audience in the 60s. The material was also published under the book title, The Dynamics of Change, Prentice Hall. Inglewood Cliffs, New Jersey, 1967. Under the title heading, Genetic Manipulation, we read, the ability to control the formation of new beings may be one of the most basic developments of the future. Recent discoveries about the nucleonic acids, the basic building blocks of life, have led to the belief that man may someday be able to treat genes in such a way that desired characteristics can be realized. Under the heading man-made, man-machine symbiosis, we read, computers exist which can learn, remember, see, seek goals, reason, walk, sing key, talk, be irritable, play games, grasp, adapt to an environment, and even design improvements in themselves. Man-like computers may one day contain plasma circulating through a viscera-like envelope, allowing them to be self-healing. Under the heading human robots, we read an electronic circuit that imitates two neurons. The cells of the human brain has been built and has enabled a robot to deal with some unexpected situations. But the neuron structure was bulky. The brain has billions of neurons, meaning an incredible miniaturization job will be necessary before truly human robots are developed. As the reader knows, since the 1960s when this was written, an incredible miniaturization job has been done in computers. What the public knows of, that miniaturization is incredible, and that is only part of what has actually occurred. In fact, scientists are now able to manipulate DNA to create computers. A basic thing that is needed to create a computer is material that will consistently change given some type of signal. This is because the computer works off of base 2 or what is simply an on-off switch system or a 0 or 1 system of numbers. Living biological material is superior to other material for making computers because the heat created by the methods in conventional computers slows the speed. For supercomputers to work at great speeds, they need to use biological material that will not heat up. This type of miniaturization has already been done. It creates computers for beyond what we are familiar with. It's a synthetic form of melanin that they're talking about. Organic robotoids are amazingly human-like, so human-like that it is hard for the scientists who have created them to get used to the idea that they're not humans. Biological computer brains for the robotoids came as a result of research into holograms. If you tear up a conventional photograph, you ruin it. But if you tear up the film that produces a hologram, each piece, still contains almost all the same image. This is why part of the brain of people can be removed and the brain regain what it had lost. A holographic image of a person's brain is made. And then when the brain of a robotoid is made, the biological computer in its head is caused to form according to the holographic record of a person being copied. Some deviations from the holographic record are needed because the person is a robotoid and not a person. The brain of the robotoid has almost all of the correct memory of the person reproduced, but the robotoid brain is really a computer made from biological material, which is programmed. It is not a human brain. First, Clinton has the energy to jaw because it may well be a robotoid. And second thing, an assassination of a robotoid is not so serious. These robotoids have a biological computer brain that is programmed. They can think in the sense of a computer, the way a computer thinks, but secret advances in understanding the human brain have allowed the makers of organic robotoids to have the memory of a person at a given point in time transferred to an organic robotoid. The key then for making what appears to be a clone, but they are not a real clone, is to capture the person to be copied, make a holographic copy of the brain memory, and transfer that to the robotoid. Part 3, how the memory of a person is transferred from the organic robotoids. Let's see. This is an artificial life that is created. In order to successfully make human, let me make sure I'm in the right area. In a sense, to make bionic robots, the ability to simulate the personality of the person being copied was necessary. The only viable solution was to learn how the brain coded memory and duplicate that process. The brain is entering into its memory about 10 million bits of information per second. the incredible storage capability of the human brain, which weighs on the average 3.25 pounds in human males and 2.9 pounds in human females, is incredible. The brain can easily store 100 million billion bits of information. It's no wonder we don't use it all. All the computers in the world put together do not compare with one intelligent person's brain. Numerous tests and experiments from many different angles all showed investigators that the brain stored information as a hologram. The place in the brain where a memory is stored isn't just one location. Memories are stored in synapses and sequence, but they are stored in holographic method. From what I understand, rhythmic pulses radiate from a small area of the brain like a stone creature's ripples in a pond. Waves go through the cerebrum in the way that laser lights are used to create a hologram. Different frequencies are used by the brain, and different neuron impulses are used to reference or tag the different details. These tags are the brain's own codes or reference standards for cataloging information. The brain has to be able to access the encoder-decoder holographic code standards for a particular piece of information to be retrieved from the conscious. Brain injuries can destroy one decoder and leave other decoders for memory intact. When a person with MPD, DID is created, layers and layers of amnesia walls, actual walls, are built into the brain. And then specific codes are created, which cause the mind to bring these compartments of memory to the surface. Each compartment is built into an alter personality or a functioning part of the system, but somewhat like a series of computers, where a normal person may be aware of a conscious and a somewhat subconscious track running simultaneously. The mind of a multiple runs several tracks at once. On a local level within the brain, researchers have called memory storage unit an integram. Polypeptide nucleic acid holds a piece of information such as trauma memory. Proteins and other substances are involved in the memory process. How a person eats can influence their mental abilities, but it must be borne in mind that a memory is retained holographically in countless locations in the memory storage area of the brain, just as the ripples of a stone dropped into water flow throughout an entire pond. The mind will have a number of reference points from which a particular memory can be decoded. Information that is stored in the brain is both dynamic and holographic. It is not stored like a book. The dynamic impulses of the brain cease, so do the memories. Freezing and reviving a human brain will serve to erase its memory. I will try to explain things in clear terms if the reader will bear with me. The reason that we recognize objects so quickly is that the brain performs what is similar to what researchers call a Fourier transfer. Messages are transferred and transmitted through Fourier transform messages. What is that? A Fourier transform is a mathematical method where a complex wave or complex pattern is broken down and converted into a basically longer but precise signal of simpler frequencies. In other words, a squiggly line is hard to communicate, but via the Fourier transform, it becomes a string of numbers, which is quite easy to transmit. In other words, a complex squiggly line and a straight line after the conversion are both just as easy to record. The brain stores information in a form similar to a Fourier transform, so that when it must look for similar patterns, it can quickly overlook everything but another identical Fourier transform pattern. A mental comparison is done so quick that it gives the ability to the brain to instantly recognize people who one hasn't seen for years. The holograms of memory that the brain makes are transmitted through Fourier transform messages. Holograms are hard to destroy, for each piece contains the whole. Rest in RIP a holograph in half, and you still rip a holograph in half, and you still have the same picture. rip it in half again, and the same picture remains. After a great many cuts in half of the holograph begins to get a little fuzzy as it loses some of its detail, but the entire picture is still there. That is why memories begin to get somewhat fuzzy, because we are only puffing up a small piece of brain that recorded the memory. However, if we can pull up more of the holographic image of the memory, we get a more distinct, detailed picture. It was secret research into holograms that gave Illuminati scientists the ability to copy the memory of an entire brain. A holographic image is made of the host brain, and that is transferred into the biological matter, functioning as a brain of the robotoid. Since the body and brain of the robotoids are not identical to the original person being copied, adjustments have to be taught and programmed into the mind of the robotoid. The entire process is sophisticated, but then so are many manufacturing processes today. C5, doubles, lookalikes. There's an ongoing program to find lookalikes for prominent people, as well as a program to create secret identical twins, which are separated at birth and never see each other. George Bush's double was promiscuous, while George Bush is a pedophile. His double was living in France after Bush was no longer president. By the use of doubles, or one of the synthetics or organic robotoids, the elite are able to sneak away and perform satanic rituals. On certain occasions, if Clinton or Bush only needed to do low-level tasks in front of the public, they could have their double substitute for them. The Illuminati, working with several organizations, have had a lookalike operation where doubles of certain key people are found and used. In the book Desert Shield and the New World Order publication by North Point Tactical Teams, topped in North Carolina, if you look on page 32, you will see a picture of the original FDR, who had a mole over his eye. And then you will see a picture of the double of Roosevelt, who they used, who had no mole and had different earlobes. Roosevelt may have died prior to when it was actually announced. Over the years, I have seen numerous photos exposing either the robotoids or the doubles that they use. This author's previous S93 article had some pictures about the dead Pope Paul VI. I believe that, yes, who might be wise, the serpent's book said was murdered. This recent pope was replaced with a double who had plastic surgery. As a double gets older, the plastic surgery will not look as convincing because time changes people differently. One ex-Catholic said the whole thing sounded like science fiction. It does sound far out at first, but the evidence is there for people to see. For myself, the ex-Illuminati, and this is Fritz Springmeier, the ex-Illuminati have told me about the doubles program. From what I understand, double or lookalike program has been more successful than the robotoids and synthetics. The reason is that people live longer and are more dependable in some ways. Project to find lookalikes for prominent people has been very successful. Plastic surgery has also been done to help touch up the doubles. Section D. ADA, Oklahoma's underground facility, is being used to clone humans. The other cloning facilities are turning out weird creatures due to the process involved. They give off lots of gamma radiation. Gamma is at the far end of the electromagnetic wave spectrum. It is even a longer wave than ultraviolet. Because they give off gamma radiation, these facilities must be deep underground. The cloning is done at level 7. The average depth, according to one of the men who built these deep underground facilities, is about 5,600 feet. The secret government has been building them no stop since World War II. I personally have only been in an underground city in Oahu, Hawaii, but I have spoken to others who are wanting to save humanity and stop the NWO, and these witnesses know a lot about the underground facilities. One of the men who betrayed the human race and helped with the cloning was Austrian-born Simon Wiesenthal. Simon Wiesenthal was a U.S. intelligence agent with a photographic memory, perhaps a scarred brainstem. Wiesenthal seriously hunted Nazis that were not on the CIA's payroll. or CIA-associated groups. Simon Wiesenthal, under the disguise of being a great Nazi hunter, actually assisted protecting the FBI's and the CIA agents who were Nazi criminals. Wiesenthal tried to stop CBS from doing a show exposing the FBI Nazi connection. Jewish intelligence, the Mossad, knew all about the hundreds, if not thousands, of Nazi warriors that worked for American intelligence and the FBI, but never went public about it. Instead, they occasionally used the information as leverage against American intelligence. One of the code numbers for Simon Wiesenthal given by a Monarch slave is something like 063097. If someone else knows the full and correct code for him, go ahead and share it. Unholy Trinity is a book written about how the Vatican, U.S. Department, U.S. Department and MI6 smuggled Nazis out of Germany at the end of World War II. An entire book could be written about the thousands of diehard Nazis who have been working for American intelligence. However, Simon Wiesenthal's name is mentioned here because he helped start the cloning for the worst elements of the NWO. Oregon's underground secret cloning facility. In at least one of my newsletters, the secret cloning facility at Bull Run near Mount Hood, Oregon was discussed. Bull Run is a large tract of forested land with some water reservoirs, lakes that is set up to help provide water for the Portland metro area. My house on Lincoln Street was also near 8 reservoirs that were built at nearby Mount Tabor. These reservoirs at Mount Tabor were Portland drinking water, too. The Mount Tabor reservoirs have simple single fences on their perimeter, and people are able to throw garbage into these reservoirs if they want to be nasty. However, the Bull Run water supply, which is very isolated, is extremely well protected. It is rare that people would stray up into the area anyway. People are told that this large tract of land is simply from Portland's water supply, and yet several years ago, a Patriot military unit reckoned the area after getting info from me. They were able to identify 3 strongly guarded rings of defense at the Bull Run Reservoir. The area had lots of electronic surveillance, etc. The most available water on God's green earth, or there is something else in the vicinity of Large Mountain. Of course, those in the know that it's an underground facility that the CIA uses. Further investigations at Dolce's underground cloning facility. My article about Dolce, which I investigated in person on foot, also sparked a small group of dedicated Christians to try to retrace my steps and find the Dolce facility. They reported back to me that they found nothing and that the reservation police and the local police claimed they never heard of any underground facility. All I can say is that doesn't strike you as fishy that all kinds of people have been up in that area for the site? Interviewing guerrilla Apaches that live in the area for years, talking about Dolce over Art Bell's radio show, etc. And locals have never heard anything about it. The reservation and town of Dolce, New Mexico, have a small population. There's little that everyone doesn't know about what goes on in the area. They are surprised by the topic of an underground facility. The whole thing smells like the key people in the area have been convinced to keep their mouths shut and pretend they know nothing. Summary of the 4 methods. This appendix covers 4 different methods that have been used to make copies of people. These were cloning, creating synthetic duplicates, creating organic robotoids, and finding lookalike doubles. Programs for all 4 of these methods have had almost unlimited funding by the intelligence and Illuminati elite. Next, the basic principles for creating a synthetic human were covered. Synthetic humans were in some ways found to be superior to the robotoids that were created. The first few years of robotoids were fraught with problems. Since my inside information is somewhat dated, I cannot give readers the status of current robotoid abilities. However, I believe from what I've seen that the program continues. The synthetics were people who had their genes altered to look more like the person they were to copy. The robotoids were the first formation of new beings that look human but are actually bionic robots. Their memories were created by using living brain tissue, which is some type of programmable living biological matter. And programming this material is as a sophisticated computer. In order to get the memory of the person being copied, a holographic image of the person's brain is made and transferred into the robotoid. Because the robotoid brain is not functioning like a human, although the end result is nearly identical, so that viewers have to know what differences to look for. There are, of course, some adjustments that have to be made after the holographic image of the host is transferred to the living biological matter that will function as the brain of the robotoid. Lord willing, this author may write some more on this topic later. The ability of the Illuminati to copy people using the four methods listed above are not going to be the deciding factor in their moves to control the world, but it does give them a great deal of flexibility in their operations. The author frequently reflects on the words of the Illuminati Grandmaster Cisco Wheeler, who was then a child while touring a cloning facility. He said, "Never, never think you are seeing who you think you are seeing." And that's the end of that article, which was titled Clones, Synthetics, Organic Robotoids, and Doubles, an excerpt from Deeper Insights into the Illuminati Formula by Fritz Springmeier, who I believe he was assassinated. He worked at some of these dumb underground bases, DUMB bases. Okay, no commentary. Our show's title, Are Clones Real? And from the dates and listen to the first show, ever since 1890, they've been at this. I love what the little kid said after he toured the place. Everything you're seeing, especially on TV, you're not seeing what you think you're saying. And we should know that. I like the section also called, before I move on to this video, Future Shock. They've been putting it in movies to calm you down from the future shock, but I love the scriptures that he gave out that spoke of these things, and that was Luke 21, 25 through 27, Book of Daniel 12 through 4, Zechariah 8 through 10, Matthew 24, 37, Book of Nahum 2, 3 through 4, Book of Isaiah 31 and 5, also Isaiah 60 and 8. All right, so much for that right there. I want to play a little video that was done in 2012 by Norman Begrun, B-E-G-R-U-N. You can Google him. He has since passed, but he was describing black people coming from outer space in a ship and where you can find the photo. Let's listen in.
I had a Stanford professor say, "You ought to call them objects." They have all of the qualities of the universe. So, that much we can say about them. For sure. So, I'm calling them in. Okay, somebody comes along and says, "Well, where would you manufacture one that's tiny, earthly small?" And that's a hard question to answer.
So are you not positing the idea that those vehicles contain, beings who are, maybe like us?
It seems the volume on here is very bad, so I'm going to post a link after the show so that you can listen to it. But he's saying it, if you go to the shipyard, and he said Oakland, Alameda, there's a photo, an image of a large ship about the size of 3 football fields. And what he goes on to tell this lady, and you can Google it, find it on YouTube, seven-foot black people from outer space and Norman Begrin. He said that the photo shows you that the people that stepped off are the entity. They want to say entities, making think it's aliens, but the beings that stepped off that ship, he said they were dark. And she meant she thought he meant like dark forces. She said, did they look like us? He said, no, they're black. They're black men, 7 feet tall. So I'm going to post that article so you can take a look at it. We'll provide you with the link. Okay, there you go. Just getting you some more information. You can add that to your Bible study and to your science study so that you know this scientific stuff is spoken of in the book. It's all coming through. Iron will not cling to clay. Thank you for tuning in to Straight No Shades. This is Ben V.
Destruction of your soul.